One week ago today, Hurricane Ivan hit the western tip of Cuba with winds of over 100 miles per hour. Now, Cuba's Communist Party is promoting what it considers a victory against the storm. Ivan damaged thousands of homes and left some areas without electricity or telephone service in Cuba, but because no Cubans were killed or injured, party leaders are using the experience as an opportunity to teach a political lesson. The Communist Party played a prominent role in hurricane preparations, as NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The Cuban fishing village of La Fe looks out on the Gulf of Mexico, and 10 days ago, indications were that it would be smashed by Hurricane Ivan. An order went out that everyone here was to be evacuated, and Alexi Cabrera, his wife, daughter, and father-in-law gathered up their belongings. All their belongings. The government brought trucks in here, Cabrera says, so that people could move everything out, mattresses, televisions, refrigerators, and get them to a safe place. The evacuation operation began 3 days before the hurricane was due to hit, and by the time it started to blow here, the village was empty. Of course, as in any hurricane zone, there were a few people who weren't sure they needed to evacuate. But the police and the government took charge of getting them out, says Yunia Cabrera, Alexi's wife. When a hurricane approaches, an authoritarian state like Cuba is at an advantage. Virtually every aspect of life here is controlled. The society is tightly organized, down to the neighborhood level. When a community needs to take action for its own protection, there's a procedure to make sure it happens. And in coastal towns like La Fe, people have to practice their hurricane preparations. The civil defense here carries out bad weather exercises, Alexi says, and people are taught what to do when there are natural disasters. So when it actually happens, it's easier because people have already gone through the process. There are emergency drills in many countries, of course, but in Cuba, the procedures are hammered home. The government controls the news media totally, and in the days before Hurricane Ivan hit, TV and radio programming was devoted almost exclusively to weather forecasts, information about how hurricanes proceed, and what preventive actions are necessary. By the time Ivan hit Cuba, nearly 2 million people across the country had taken refuge somewhere. Most of the women, children, and elderly residents of La Fe were moved to a veterinary school just outside town. By this weekend, only 26 people were still here, among them Celia Gonzalez. The hurricane took everything, she says. I have nothing left. My house blew down last year in a storm. I repaired it, and now it's blown down again. Celia was put in charge of the living arrangements for the evacuees in this school. She doesn't seem the least bit depressed by what she's gone through. Here's where we wash clothes, she says, pointing to a laundry sink. The water runs all the time. We have toilets. There's a shower over there. I actually live better here than I did in my own home. Asked what she plans to do next, Celia says she expects the revolution to take care of her. In fact, Cuban officials acknowledge there may be a political benefit in a hurricane experience like this. At a time when many people here are alienated from the government and looking mainly to help themselves, a hurricane presents an opportunity for the Communist Party to reassert itself, to take charge, and tell Cubans it's important to act collectively and defer to party authority. Camilo Perez is a member of the party's ideology committee in this part of Cuba. With our political groups, we're always working to keep the people united and cohesive, Perez says, and this is an occasion to do that around a concrete situation. The role of the Cuban Communist Party at a time like this, Perez says, is to guide the society and make sure every organization carries out the role assigned to it. There's one clear indication of how seriously the country's political leadership took Hurricane Ivan. President Fidel Castro was on television for hours every night in the period leading up to the hurricane, interrogating weather forecasters himself and closely monitoring the preparations. And when the hurricane passed relatively harmlessly, Castro got much of the credit. Against Fidel, said one newspaper headline, Ivan couldn't do it. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Havana.